Martini's epithet for Francesco Geminiani was furibondo, referring to his wild style of violin playing. But there was also an element of furibondo running through many aspects of Geminiani's life. Born in 1687, he learnt violin from his father before studying with Corelli in Rome. He then returned to Lucca to take up his father's position, but not for long, as he was fired for frequent absences. Aged 20, he became leader of the opera orchestra in Naples, but he lost his position for reasons eloquently described by Dr. Charles Burney. He was so wild and unsteady a timist that instead of regulating and conducting the band, he threw it into confusion. None of the performers were able to follow him in his tempo rubato and other unexpected accelerandos and relaxations of measure. Italy's loss was London's gain. Geminiani arrived in 1740, at a time when the fashion was overwhelmingly for Italian music. His virtuoso performing and his compositions came to the notice of the aristocracy and leading figures at the royal court. He was invited to play the violin before George I, accompanied at the harpsichord by no less than Handel. But Geminiani had another passion besides music, and that was art dealing. As Burney scathingly wrote, "It is well known how much he preferred the character of a picture dealer without necessary knowledge or taste in painting to that of composer of music. He collected art and then sold it when in need, but this led to a financial crisis in 1733 when the composer was arrested and thrown into debtor's prison. One of his pupils, the Earl of Essex, managed to have him released by claiming that he was one of his servants. Shortly after this, Geminiani left for Dublin, where he opened a concert room using the upstairs premises for music and the rooms below for trading in pictures. Financially, he managed to keep his head above water through his musical endeavours, publishing not only his music, but also his treatises on the art of violin playing, accompanying, and good taste in the art of music. That passion for trading in art never dwindled, and when he died at 96, his collection was auctioned off, including prints, models, and bronzes. There's a glimpse of the furibondo violinist whose playing so impressed his audiences in the last movement of the Violin Sonata in C, Opus 4. It is played here by Rudiger Lotter on violin and Olga Watts on the harpsichord.
Thank you.
was Geminiani's Violin Sonata in C minor, Opus 4, Number 9, the last movement. It was played by Rudy Galotta, violin, and Olga Watts, harpsichord. This bonbon and many others are to be found on the FMR website.